This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. This afternoon at the Garden, the Celtics and the Cavaliers open the Eastern Conference Finals. The Boston and Cleveland rosters are both quite different from their first contest at the beginning of the season. The Celtics lost All-Stars Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving to injuries. Cleveland regrouped after a major roster overhaul at the trading deadline. NBC Sports Boston's Kyle Draper covers the Celtics and joins us now. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So after Gordon Hayward went down with that terrible injury in the opening seconds of the season, did it occur to you, hey, the Celtics and the Cavs are destined to meet in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, that was the thought before the season, that it would be Celtics and Cavs once again. But once Gordon Hayward went down, I think everybody's expectations for the Celtics totally changed. It went from, you know, being an NBA Finals contender to, let's just hope these guys make the playoffs, maybe get a 4 or 5 seed. But here they are back once again as one of the top two teams in the Eastern Conference. And you have to give the players and Brad Stevens a lot of credit.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Kyrie Irving came to Boston from Cleveland as a game changer. And I'm guessing you didn't really figure the two teams would meet in the postseason with Kyrie Irving out of commission.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you look at it, you're talking about your two best players to start the season, Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving, and at the end of the season, you don't have either one. And so I was telling people, you know, after the first round against Milwaukee, well, the Celtics are sort of playing with house money right now. Nobody's expected them to do anything. If they lose to the Sixers, it's okay. It was still a good season. But you're right. No Kyrie, no Gordon Hayward. So many injuries this season. So many guys in and out of the lineup. But yet here we are with the chance to go to the NBA Finals.
Now, you have been very eloquent before in explaining to us that Celtics coach Brad Stevens is an elite among coaching elites. But then again, LeBron James of the Cavs is a force. So how will Brad Stevens and the Celtics stop LeBron?
Well, that's a great question, because I think everybody's still trying to figure that out. I don't think personally they'll stop LeBron. I think their game plan has to be stop everybody else. I mean, LeBron, you mentioned it, is an elite player. He's an all-time great player. He's going to get, you know, his 30 points and his 12 rebounds and his 8 assists. Mark that down. But you can't let some of the other guys on the Cavaliers roster get 20-plus points. And so this is the ultimate chess match, because you're right, you have Brad Stevens, who's one of the best coaches in the game, an elite mind. But then on the player side of things, LeBron James is one of the best players and one of the smartest players. And so I'm interested to see how this series plays out. It's hard to go against LeBron just because he's been to 7 straight NBA Finals, but the Celtics do have a chance this year.
Now, with Brad Stevens, one of the most impressive things to me is what he does during timeouts. Whatever it is he's doing to set up plays, it seems the Celtics always score in that next possession. Is that my imagination? And if not, you know, how important is that?
No, that's very important. And it's not your imagination. He's one of the best in the game at, you know, calling up plays. And I think what makes him so good at it is he anticipates better maybe than anybody else what the defense is going to do out there. We saw it in the game against Philly when Al Horford hit the game-winning shot late. He knew exactly what the Sixers on defense was going to do, and he anticipated that. And after that game, all his players were calling him a genius. And one thing about Brad, and the players will tell you this, you know, maybe they're skeptical at first, but then when they see the results on the floor, they see what he's saying and what he's preaching is actually working, they fully buy in, and that's where we're at right now with these Celtics.
Okay, Kyle, no pressure, but what's your ultimate prediction for the series?
I told myself I was getting out of the prediction business.
Oh, know? Right.
Everything I predict, it never happens. It never comes right. But
well, then I'll tell you what to predict. I'll give you a suggestion.
How about this, though? I'm going to say Cavaliers in 6, knowing that I haven't been right at all this postseason. So if the Celtics move on, that's great. But I'm going to say Cavaliers in 6.
Okay, and maybe we'll be thanking you.
Exactly, right?
All right, well, thank you right now, Kyle.
All right, thank you, Sharon.
Kyle Draper, Celtics pre- and post-game show host for NBC Sports Boston. This is 90.9 WBUR.